Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have the yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I just want to highlight some of the things that were told to you during the break once again, just to prove firsthand it's all propaganda. They're embellishing these numbers because they want to drive you by their narrative, friends, to corral you into taking their experimental jabs. We all know this, okay? Yesterday, I was in the hospital firsthand, okay? And we went to the ER room with a family member of mine. And the way that they embellish these numbers, they want everybody to think that there's no beds available anywhere in the state because there's so many beds that are filled. That's not the truth of the matter in any sense of the word. What's happening, friends, is there's been so many people that have quit. There's been so many people that have quit concerning doctors and nurses that they don't have people to man the beds. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Okay. But what they're doing is they're now embellishing the numbers because, again, they want you to believe, taking for face value what it is that they want you to believe and what they say without pulling the curtain back on it. There must have been, I'm guessing, 20 beds in this ER room yesterday. I seen two people in two beds, okay? And what's the message? There's no beds available. Yeah, because there's nobody manning those beds anymore because they quit, right? And we got to understand as to how this is being played out, friends. I got some video coming up for you, friends, and it's going to jack you up, to say the least. They're saying that they're Joe Biden. Treason is Joe. Disgraceful Joe. He's saying that his patients are running out with the unvaccinated. Did you hear what I said? Yeah, I'm glad your patients are running out. My patients have run out a long time ago. And I'm not putting up with this treason. I'm not putting up with his crimes. And the fact of the matter is we're not going to submit to this tyranny, Romans 12:21, in any sense of the word. And we're going to stand up against it tooth and nail every step of the way because we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God. That's just how it goes here, friends. And but for him to say that, friends, his patients are running out with the unvaccinated, I hope you're allowing their cruelties to swell your ranks, friends, because I'm telling you, every step of the way when we hear this propaganda through these outlets, I'm sitting here with a smirk on my face, and it aggravates me to no end that nothing that they're telling you is true. It's just not true. Now, we all know this, and I'm not going to go over and rehearse everything, friends, but I do want to highlight the fact that we know that the people that are dying, and by the way, if you take this back to the Spanish flu during the turn of the century, it's interesting. The only people that died were those that were vaccinated. Did you know that? I just wanted to make clear as to how this is. But they didn't tell you that's why they died. They told you the people that had the Spanish flu actually died. No, it was the ones that took their vaccinations that died. Okay? And what they're not telling you today, friends, as they're driving people through fear to get their vaccinations, they're not telling you, as they call them, they're not telling you, friends, that it's the vaccinations that are causing the adverse side effects or death even itself. Okay? So, friends, if we're going to sit here and act like what they're doing and is it to suggest there's any truth in these people, we're undoing ourselves at every given step. And I know that's just not the case. I want to give you one more piece of information before we get over to our main topic here. Shocked leak video. Top doctors discuss need to inflate the real COVID numbers to be more scary to the public. Did you hear what I said? This is brand new information. How many times, I ask you, friends, do they need to be exposed for their intents and their crimes against humanity? Shocked leak video, top doctors discuss need to inflate the real COVID numbers to be more scary to the public. Now, I want you to put that up against the fact that this virus, this scary virus, there's a recovery rate of 99.997%. Okay? And look what they've done with it. They've taken it and they've turned it against itself, and they want you to believe that it's the worst thing, and that if you don't listen to what they have to say, it just might take you out too. But notice the forced compliance measures unconstitutionally and illegally that they've used every step of the way. Folks, what they're doing is amassing more wealth to the billionaires. As a matter of fact, if you want to just go ahead and take a look at Bill Gates' wealth, since he got into the vaccination business, he's amassed his wealth, I believe, 27% off of vaccinations. And again, just to remind you, also keep in mind, he's the guy that said that if we do a really good job on vaccinations, okay, this is what he said, and you know this is what he said, if we do a really good job on vaccinations, he said we could lower the world population by 3 billion people. It's exactly what he said. And the fact of the matter is, if we would stop, consider the source, he's the one driving the narrative. And what's happening, friends? People are beginning to wake up. And I'm going to show you some videos in a couple minutes here, friends. I'm going to do my best to encourage you throughout the day. I also want to let you know that the beginning of accountability, the World Health Organization scientist, is now being charged with mass murder. This is fantastic. Folks, if you want justice, then you're going to have to bring it, because they are not going to prosecute themselves. But we again have the beginning of accountability, the WHO scientist charged with mass murder. Did you hear that? And this is a good start, friends, but this is the only message that the people on a global basis can send to those said global leaders and concerning their crimes against humanity. We must deal with them lawfully, friends, and bring justice, because, again, they're not going to prosecute themselves in any sense of the word. I've had enough of it, and I'm sure you have too, friends. Quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of highlighting the new information that we've gotten every day here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. But the fact of the matter is, I need to stay the course until the people either receive the message or reject the message. And that's your call, not mine. By the way, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, judge us by our fruit, Matthew 7:16. If you want to call in at any time, you can, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, who subscribed to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. And when you get a moment, also go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Top left side of the page on beforeitsnews.com. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Okay, you know what? I'm just going to show this to you. I want you to see it for yourself. And I just pulled it up, and I was talking about this information on that of the doctors inflating the numbers, discuss need to inflate the real COVID numbers to be more scary. These are the kind of criminals that are terrorizing people on a global basis right now. Okay? This is what they're doing. And I want you to watch this, and I want you to hear this from their own mouths. This is where they've been busted. And the fact of the matter is, friends, it's coming out of their own mouths. So don't sit there and question the narrative of truth here, friends. Question the narrative of those that are making gain off of you. Okay? A bunch of Judases is what they are. Luke 22:48. Check this out.
The dashboard and how it's set up myself, as far as how we get information out to the community on meaningful numbers, we do that on a weekly basis. So that's on our website, and we've been sharing that through social channels as well, particularly those graphics that show the number of patients in-house, the percentage of them that are unvaccinated, the percentage of unvaccinated people in the ICU, and the percentage of deaths, and the numbers. So those are numbers that we put out, as far as we don't get into details of floor or those other numbers.
Look at them on their high horse, friends.
Right. I guess my feeling at this point in time is maybe we need to be completely a little bit more scary for the public.
You hear that?
There's another comment.
Be more scary.
Many people still hospitalized that we're considering post-COVID, but we're not counting in those numbers. So how do we include those post-COVID people in the numbers of the patients we have in the hospital?
So is that all the people who have been in the hospital since the beginning of COVID?
Well, or that are still in it, and that's something that I could take to someone else, but I think those are important numbers. Like patients that are still in the hospital, that are off the COVID floor, but still are occupying the hospital for a variety of reasons.
Okay.
Carolyn, we call those... I'm sorry, we're calling those recovered now. If you look at the Novant Health dashboard, they're listed as recovered. But I do think it, from our standpoint, we would still consider them a COVID patient because they're still healing.
Yeah. So I think that that needs to be highlighted as well.
Yes.
Because once they're off isolation and dropped from the COVID numbers, that's exactly right.
So,
Kellen, we can talk offline.
Yeah.
See, folks, they're deceptive, cunning.
So I was going to say,
criminal.
I think they have to be more blunt. They have to be more forceful. They have to say something coming out. You know, you don't get vaccinated, you know you're going to die. I mean, let's just be really blunt to these people.
Did you hear that? If you don't get vaccinated, you're just going to die. And she starts to laugh about it. This is criminal conduct. All three of these people, which, by the way, this is the tip of the iceberg as to the guilty concerning this whole pandemic on a global basis. The fact of the matter is they need to be held accountable. And what do they need to do? They need to lawfully hold them accountable for their crimes against humanity. She's laughing about how they need to embellish the numbers, make it more scary. And if you don't take the vaccination, you're going to die. Does this look like they really have a care for the people, friends, or does this look like a business meeting? How they can make a little more jing on the side and what they need to do in the process to make sure that they can make a little more jing on the side. Because that's what it is, friends. That's exactly what it is. So, again, there's another exposition, a little bit of an expose, a taking off of the mask concerning those that are driving the narrative. And, folks, I'm telling you, we got to lawfully deal with them. I just don't know what else to say because we don't need, as I've said before, we don't need more information on the bad guys. We know what they're doing. And we know the media is running hand in glove with these corrupt individuals. This is medical tyranny. And it's not just in the medical industry, friends. It's the governors in every state. It's the mayors. It's the federal government that are going right along with this narrative. You know, when I was in the ER yesterday, I said to my wife, I said, how is it that they don't have the same information that I have? Because everything that they try to sell to the people, we already know that it's a fraud from their COVID testing. We know that's a fraudulent test, setting people up for the fall. To taking the vaccination and how many lives it saves, when in fact, when you turn and look the other direction, you'll find the truth to be in that direction that you're being lied to. Look at the responsibility of people that have passed on because of these people that the American people and people on a global basis tolerate. Now, I do want to show you some encouraging news here. This is a group of people, and this is in Canada, and these are doctors, these are nurses. These are real people standing up for their freedoms that understand what it's like to actually take a stand. Now, again, these are the people that are really doing their job here, okay? And I want you to take note that these are the people doing their job. They're not just going along with it. They're standing up against it. And this is happening in Canada even now. I want to go ahead and play this, and I want you to just check it out. It's a real short video, and I'll narrate for you. But it's a bunch of individuals, and it's just a screen pan shot where they're going over all of these police, these law enforcement agencies that are taking a stand against the tyranny in Canada. And I praise God for every single one of them. Because they're not just going along to get along, friends. Nope, they're doing their job by standing up against the tyranny in their prospective countries. This is how you stop it. Folks, a lot of people are going to die if we don't get a hold of what's going on here. And we've talked about this since day one. But quite frankly, friends, again, you know, you can just, you can only say it so many times, and it's like, I'm there. We don't need more information, as I've said. Look at these people doing their job. Standing up and saying, nope, we're not going along with it. We're standing up against it. And again, what we need to do is emulate these people, Hebrews 13:7, and do what they do in making sure that we preserve our freedoms regardless of what country that we live in. Now, with that said, what I want to do is I want to come over to this next one. This is a short video as well, and it's coming from that of Ron Paul's people. And he's got a good perspective on things. I really appreciate what Ron Paul does on so many different fronts. And I like his side guy as well, and his co-host. And they just brought some more information out recently concerning how their patients are being tried. Okay, Biden targets unvaccinated with new rules. Okay, our patience is wearing out. I want you to listen to that tone. Okay, I want you to listen to that tone. Your government is saying they're running out of patience with the unvaccinated. Does that sound like American government? Absolutely not. Check this out. Okay, and I don't know why. There we go.
And was that natural immunity provides...
Here you go.
There was a study that came out of Israel about natural immunity, and basically the headline was that natural immunity provides a lot of protection, even better than the vaccines alone. What are people to make of that? So as we talk about vaccine mandates, I get calls all the time. People say, I've already had COVID, I'm protected, and now the study says maybe even more protected than the vaccine alone. Should they also get the vaccine? How do you make the case to them?
You know, that's a really good point, Sanjay. I don't have a really firm answer for you on that.
He basically says, well, I have no idea. I can't answer the question. That's pretty startling. He did go on to say, we don't know how durable the immunity is after receiving the dose, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, that's fine. Maybe you don't know how durable natural immunity is, but we do know that the vaccine immunity must be wearing off, otherwise they wouldn't be talking about a booster, right? I mean, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, and
but
he was really trapped.
Yeah,
I mean,
the look on his face.
And that whole thing, that maybe CNN eventually will have to shift gears a little bit because they allowed that question to be asked, and that doctor isn't exactly a friend to libertarian ideas, but he put him on the spot,
which means
it was that much more valuable, and that tells you that that Fauci's a little uncertain about what's going on. He doesn't have an answer because his position doesn't really have it. So this is their problem.
This might be his undoing finally, because when Gupta, as you say, the most mainstream, no friend of personal freedom doctor out there asking Fauci, and I think there was some frustration in this voice, what do I tell people who are pointing to this Israeli study saying, please convince me that this is a good thing to do? We have no firm answer on that, which Fauci says.
Okay, so there you have it. They have no firm answer. Of course not. See, this is what happens when you lie, friends. When you lie, you have to cover it up with another lie, and then another lie, and then another lie. And then another lie, and then another lie, and then you forgot about the lies that you told previous to the last lie. And then you get caught in your lies, and then you just kind of stonewall the truth, you do your best to, and then you just go off on another narrative, which is all premised and predicated upon another lie. Okay? This is how these people operate. I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nicholas made landfall along the coast of Texas as a Category 1 hurricane, bringing up 20 inches of rain to parts of the Gulf Coast. Fort Bend County Judge K.P. George says the storm has caused widespread power outages.
We have a report of some power down power lines and also traffic lights out.
The storm is expected to move over Louisiana on Wednesday. President Biden is urging Californians to turn in their ballots to prevent Governor Gavin Newsom from being recalled. While speaking at a rally in Southern California last night, Biden saying a vote no would help keep the fight against the coronavirus, noting Newsom has the courage to lead during the pandemic. Crime a major point of Elder's campaign, as he points out, homicides are up 41% in Los Angeles. This is USA Radio News. House Democrats unveiled some of their proposals to pay for their $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package that they're calling human infrastructure. Ohio Republican Congressman Bill Johnson says he's confident more moderate Democratic lawmakers will either change or derail this budget package.
As you've heard from Senator Joe Manchin, he's got a top limit of somewhere between $1 and $1.5 trillion. We had Democrat colleagues last night and early this morning throughout our all-night markup that said, hey, we're spending too much.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. America could be getting one step closer to COVID booster shots for those 16 and older. The FDA is meeting this Friday to evaluate the safety and effectiveness of data submitted by Pfizer. The all-day session will be live-streamed on the FDA's website and YouTube channel. USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the social media platforms on the right, subscribe to that page. Also join us on our live stream through Rumble on the same page. Bradley's schedule's also up on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com on the top left side of the page. Folks, did I say, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, did I go through that? Well, this is the place where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Okay. Well, if I didn't, I just did. 1-866-582-9933. We got Dale calling in from Phoenix, Arizona. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. How are you doing, man? This is Dale.
I'm doing okay. I'm just trying to do my best just to stay on top of my game right now. We just got our butts kicked over at the Minnesota State Fair after 144 straight hours. So outside of that, we're doing good. No complaints. Just need a little more rest. That's all. How about you?
I'm doing good, man. Be strengthened in the spirit, my brother.
Amen. I appreciate it.
This is the deal. These are all globalists, and they're operating by spiritual wickedness in high places. And we as Christians need to stand against this evil until the Lord comes back. That is our instruction, which means we need to preach the gospel, which you're doing all the time. We need to inform people, and we need to take whatever actions we can to stand against this mess.
Yeah.
And we need to be in prayer, because this is not just a physical battle.
I'm with you there.
Spiritual battle.
Yep, I'm with you. I'm just letting you preach here for a moment. And the fact of the matter is, it's exactly right. And I just don't, for the life of me, I've said it before and I'll say it again, how you have 330 million people that are tolerating less than 1.7% of the population. Now we see that that is amassed through the medical tyrants across the United States of America. And I'm talking about the medical industry. I'm talking about Big Pharma. I'm talking about CDC. I'm talking about the WHO. Yeah. I do not understand for the life of me why the American people sit back and allow this to go on, especially all the while knowing that they're lying about everything they're saying and doing. And I just showed you a video just a couple minutes ago, but go ahead.
Yes, but remember, how did Hitler gain control over all the Germans?
Well, he deceived them. Yeah, that's right.
And
that's fear. Right. Yep.
And that is a big motivator for people that don't think, that just go along and they think their government's there to protect them, and they think somehow this mentally incapacitated person in the White House actually knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
He's a puppet. He is a puppet. He is there being controlled by somebody else, and anybody with a brain knows it.
Oh, you.
And I'm probably, you know, I'm going to get in trouble because I don't know if you ever looked at my page or not, but I don't pull any punches, so.
Well, what's your page?
I'm at the Truth Army.
Okay, the Truth Army.
Look up at the Truth Army, and it's mostly it's a Christian page, but I speak out the truth, and yeah, I'm with you. I love what you're doing, and I miss talking to you. It's been a while since I called in.
Okay, well, call in more then, and I will check out your page, and I totally appreciate your input. And I think the bottom line here is it doesn't take a majority to prevail. It takes a minority that is set on setting brush fires in the minds of the people to wake them up. And now listen, on a grassroots level, I see this happening all over the country. The numbers are getting bigger, and they're getting bigger because the people are beginning to wake up.
I'm liking what I'm saying. Yes, they are. They're going to school board meetings. They're doing what they should. And real quick, I'm going to paraphrase a quote from Edmund Burke.
Amen.
All that it takes for evil to prevail is that good men do nothing.
Okay, now can I say something to that, Dale? Because I respect Edmund Burke, but evil prevails because good men do nothing. Here's the truth of the matter. Good men don't allow evil to prevail. And what
it's true.
Yes, it is. And it's like, again, I totally respect the guy.
It's like a catch-22.
Yep, it is. So, well, again, I appreciate your phone call. And by the way, if you want to call in at any time, folks, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you one more video here, audio. And this is the Ron Paul crew again and his co-host, and this is encouraging as well, just to show you what is happening. And see, folks, this is what we're doing, is we're countering the lies to the mainstream media by going against it and exposing it for what it is and reproving it. Ephesians 5:11. And what I want to do is I want to go ahead and show this one to you as well, so you can see for yourself and hear for yourself, friends, as to what is transpiring in fact. So check this out.
We know, we saw the numbers for Biden on the Afghanistan, you know, for better or for worse, he's getting trounced. So I think this, a lot of this is kind of a wag the dog moment, where he needs to distract attention from what most of America looks at as an absolute foreign policy disaster. So I think he decided to go for broke, and he gave a speech last week, and you and Chris covered it very well on Friday. He gave an outrageous speech on Friday, going against everything that he said in the past, going everything that people like Pelosi and all the top Democrats have said in the past. They've always said that a vaccine mandate is not legal, it can't be done, it shouldn't be done. And so he burst through. Not only does he say, we're going to do it, he says, I'm going to roll over governors who resist me. And that didn't go over too well. And in fact, let's look at this next, our first clip. This is what these governors said in response to Biden saying, we will bury you. This is the Red State Rebellion. These are states where the governors have said, no, Biden, we will not do this. To varying levels, some will take it to courts, and some have just said, no, we're blocking it, it's not going to happen. And Dr. Paul, if we could just go through a couple of quotes from these governors, because I think it shows a lot. Here's South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster. The American dream has turned into a nightmare under President Biden. They declared war, thumbed their noses on the Constitution, and then he says, rest assured, we will fight them to the gates of hell to protect their liberty and livelihood of every South Carolinian. And the next one, this is from Alaska, the governor of Alaska. He says, this is ridiculous and unenforceable. If there was ever a case for the 25th Amendment. And the final one, Dr. Paul, before I throw it back to you, is our own Governor Greg Abbott. Not too shabby. He says, Biden's vaccine mandate is an assault on private businesses. I issued an executive order protecting Texans' right to choose whether they get the COVID vaccine and added it to the special session agenda. Texas is already working to halt this power grab.
Yeah, you know what? Here, I just want to make clear on this, too, friends. Don't get excited about these governors. Greg Abbott is no better than Ron DeSantis. And if we pay attention to what they're doing, they're playing sleight of hand. What they're telling you, again, and what they are doing, in fact, are two different stories, okay? The good news comes when we do all that we can do and leave the results up to God. John Quincy Adams said that, and he's exactly right. I want to get to one more piece here, and I'm going to let Thomas Massey, take this out, because he talks about Joe Biden's vaccine mandate. He said it's illegal, unscientific, and hurtful. So I want you to check this out as well. And again, I want you to see it from them, and I want you to hear it from them directly. And that way, it's always sound, and then I'm never called into question.
Researchers from Harvard Medical School, Tufts Medical Center, and the Veterans Affairs.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is figure out why we got two different sounds going on here. Do forgive me. I'm fixing that up right now, and I will go back to this, and we will get back to that. Here it is. This is Thomas Massey calling out Biden for his crimes again.
Mandate is illegal, unscientific, and hurtful. And I want to start out with the illegal part of it. The president knows he doesn't have the authority to force somebody to take a vaccine. We all know that he does not have that authority. What he's trying to do is to convolute the situation by inserting an administrative agency and an employer between himself and the person he is trying to force to take the vaccine. He does not have this authority, and inserting an agency between him and the people who are being forced to take it does not make it legal. It's almost certain that he knows this, just like he knew that it was unconstitutional when he tried to renew unilaterally without an act of Congress the eviction moratorium that was promulgated by the CDC. The Supreme Court found that they did not have the authority, and the president didn't have the authority by working through that agency to promulgate that. And this is the exact same situation here. So it's illegal and it's unconstitutional.
Did you hear that, friends?
It's also unscientific. Now, we don't have the wording of his mandate yet, but nowhere in his speech did he mention natural immunity acquired from a prior infection. There are studies, one from Israel, that shows that if you have natural immunity from prior infection as a result of prior infection, that you are 27 times more protected than somebody who has taken two doses of the vaccine. And we're also finding that the vaccine is wearing off. They found that in Israel, and they're beginning to suggest boosters here. We don't have the text of his mandate yet, but presumably he'll have to change his mandate as soon as he issues his mandate if it doesn't also have the unproven need for the booster shot in it as well. So it's unscientific in that, so far as we know, it doesn't recognize natural immunity as a result of a prior infection. Finally, it's hurtful. This mandate will hurt our economy and it will hurt individuals. We have already seen one hospital in New York has announced that they will quit delivering babies because they're having a staff shortage because nurses are leaving. I have constituents who have contacted me. These are women of childbearing age who have decided not to take the vaccine. Now, this is not particular to my district. Across the United States, demographically, women who are carrying a child have decided, more so than the rest of the population, not to take the vaccine. And there are many of them who will leave their positions in nursing and in teaching, and we will have a shortage because of this, as we are already seeing. And Joe Biden's mandate is basically a war on women. a war on women, of working women, of childbearing age.
Okay, so I think we all get the point. Now we got Rep. Massey, Thomas Massey, saying what? Everything that Biden is doing concerning these vaccine mandates, I don't care what he says, friends. I don't care what he says. Because, again, when you consider the source, John 8:44, there is no truth in them. And what did Rep. Massey share with us once again? His mandates, they're illegal. They're unscientific, and they're hurtful. So that would mean that they're acting in a criminal fashion, doesn't it? And they must be held accountable. Did you hear me, Americans, lawfully? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to call in, please do so, 1-866-582-9933. Final segment, I'm going to cover the beginning of accountability. The WHO, the World Health Organization, scientists charged with mass murder. This is how you do it. See, because until these criminals fear the consequence of the crimes towards humanity, this will continue, right? It is true that if you want to deter the crimes, you must teach men that there are consequences in committing the crimes. And that's something that is out of sight and out of mind in America today. Americans have been taught to believe, to accept crime on so many different levels. They have been taught by the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, Matthew 5:13, to go ahead and just submit to their crimes, to their acts of tyranny. No matter what they say, it goes because they know better than we do. No, that's just not the truth. And we've also been taught by the mainstream media, useful idiots, and I'm talking about people that are still holding their head in the sand, that somehow or another we're going to remain a free people as we're continuously inundated with the crimes being magnified over the law. And I've covered this before, but I want you to think about how many repeat criminals, politician criminals, are still in the scene. And they've been busted literally in scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal. Matter of fact, if Joe Biden, speaking of which, Treasonous Joe, Article 3, Section 3, if he'd have been dealt with back in 1988 concerning plagiarism, remember he was kicked out of the presidential race for lying and he was exposed for it? I played this video for you some time back. If he'd have been dealt with, we wouldn't be dealing with him right now. And we could all go back over to Donald Trump and point the finger at Donald for not promising what he was going to do concerning making America great again by draining the swamp. Well, he never did that. Matter of fact, what he did, friends, he failed. He highlighted the crimes of Joe Biden, but he failed to prosecute Joe Biden. That's why we have a Joe Biden today. Just want to make clear, okay? But the Herald just reported recently, Indiana charges WHO scientist Soumya Swaminathan for mass murder. And they named it the beginning of accountability. The Herald report that India charges the WHO scientist that the India is a forefront nation in demanding an accountability from the WHO. And for those that don't know, the head of the WHO, he's not a doctor. Also keep in mind he has a plethora of connections to terror organizations, okay? But when we look at what this is going or where it's going and what's being reported, the Indian Bar Association, the acronym IBA, now suing WHO chief scientist. They are accusing her of causing the deaths of many Indian citizens by leading them about the effect of ivermectin, which she stated did not work against COVID-19. Now, I want you to think about this again, friends. Okay? 99.997 recovery rate. And look how the American people have been taking on their propaganda. Okay? 99.997 self-recovery rate. And they have blown this out to be something that does not even exist. Again, the burden of proof falls on them. It doesn't fall on you. Okay? They again are accusing her of causing the deaths of many Indian citizens by misleading them about the effect of ivermectin, which she said did not work against COVID-19. Now, as a result, the use of ivermectin to cure COVID-19 was stopped and COVID cases exploded with deaths increasing tenfold. Question everything that you're hearing on that end. Okay? The explosion, friends, are those that have taken, again, as I stated earlier, those that have taken their experimental jabs. That's where, again, and I'm so tired of reiterating this. That's this Delta variant. That's the fruit of those that have been taken their vaccines, as they call them. Okay? 0.56 states that your misleading tweet on May 10th, 2021 against the use of ivermectin had the effect of the state of Tamil Nadu withdrawing ivermectin from the protocol on May 11, 2021, just a day after the Tamil Nadu government had indicated the same for the treatment of COVID-19 patients. Specific charges include the running of disinformation. Listen carefully. Specific charges included the running of a disinformation campaign against ivermectin and issuing statements in social and mainstream media to wrongfully influence the public against the use of ivermectin despite the existence of large amounts of clinical data showing its profound effectiveness in both prevention and treatment of this said virus. Okay? So in particular, the Indian Bar brief referenced the peer-reviewed publications and evidence compiled by the 10-member frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance, the acronym again is FLCC Group, and the 65-member British Ivermectin Recommendations Development, BIRD, that's the acronym, panel headed by the WHO consultant and metal analysis expert, Dr. Tess Lori. Now, you know, we've got about 4 minutes left here, and I just want to lay something to your candor. Okay, because I'm going now to the government, and I'm talking about what's going on here in America. We, the people in this country, are the government. Okay? You are the government, and what you're doing right now is you're, and that was in India, of course, okay? But this is the beginning of accountability because they are holding her accountable for the mass amounts of deaths, for withholding ivermectin, and aiding and curing these people over in that prospective country. She's also being charged for, friends, misleading information. That's all this is. Americans, I have to lay this question to you. When are you going to put a stop to this? When are you going to deal with the issues? Because the people, like the federal government and the state governments, just so I can remind you all, they have no business in promoting vaccinations. But why are they in the business of doing so? I don't find that in the Constitution. When I look at the U.S. Constitution, I see the purpose of government is to restrain men from violating the law. What are they doing? What are you allowing your government to do? But to advocate transgressions against the law. That's what they're doing. And they're making profit off it. And you know they are. Another purpose of government is to maintain order. They're creating disorder. And it shows you they're not serving we the people. They're serving special interest groups. And let me say it again. And you know what I'm telling you is true. And what's another purpose of government? Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. What is it? To condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. When you look at the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, and I always want to go back there because everybody always wants to know what the answer is, and I continuously, every show, over and over and over again, highlight the resolve. We the people are the government, and if we want to clean house, okay, and set the record straight, we need to establish judgment that preserves our freedoms. And if we fail to do this, they're going to continuously do this. Friends, what did you think of this? What did you think of this arrogant freak concerning the audio video that I played for you with these white glasses on, sitting on her high horse and talking about embellishing and driving more fear and telling them as she was laughing, if you don't get the COVID vaccination, you're going to die. And then she chuckles about it. Why do you suffer those abuses? Why do you suffer those abuses? We the people, right? This is the U.S. Constitution, are the government, okay? In order to form a more perfect union, do what? We establish justice. We establish justice. Isaiah 51, verse 4. Okay? This is out of hand. It's out of control. And they've got their brazen foreheads up. And, you know, I just got to stop and say this. I desire to see the God of Moses upon the heads of the wicked. I desire to see the God of David. King David said, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void thy law. And then the Lord looks down upon the church in hopes that they'll answer in keeping his commandments out of gratitude for what Christ did for us on the cross and keep his commandments, right? He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. But the Bible says that he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk as he walked. We're not to submit to tyranny. We're not to allow this tyranny to go on. Government doesn't have a business running down these channels. They do not have any constitutional authority in zeroing in on the people and working for medical tyrants on a global basis. Now, that's for you to write, Americans. That's for you to deal with, Americans. You already understand what we're dealing with. We're dealing with people that think that they are above the law, and it's for us, the people in this country, to remind them that they are not above the law. Just like what's going on in India right now, this WHO scientist charged with mass murder, that's how we preserve our liberties right there, friends. Right there. We need to begin to pick them off lawfully and begin to hold them accountable and show forth the consequence. Love you by what we do.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.